Well, good evening, everyone. Let me give honor to Bishop Jones, our National President, Bishop Kennebrew, our Senior Bishop, and to the entire Board of Bishops, to my Bishop, Bishop Divinity, to each of you, my brothers and sisters. I pray you are praying for me on tonight. I solicit your prayers. I have Luke 23, verse 34. Bishop Cajole read that, but I'll read just verse 34. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. The great substitute. Majority of my life, I've been in the field of education, whether a federally funded program or a state public program. And what I've noticed that there are some commonalities in the field of education. One is that of those common things that we find in any of those programs is the need for substitutes. Day in and day out, the cry of schools is for the individual, for individuals who will join the team as a substitute. The reason substitutes are so important is because for whatever reason, the person that needs to be off or could not be there, the responsibilities of the class must be shifted to someone else. That teacher, generally who that is, needs to be out because they have other important responsibilities that need to be taken care of. And the burden of the classroom cannot be handled at the same time. So that teacher will need to get a substitute. But that replacement slash substitute, whatever you want to, whatever word you want to use, cannot just be anyone. It must be someone who is qualified to do the work, someone who can deal with the weight of the classroom. There are certain skill sets and education, training, preparation that goes into being a substitute. And beyond all of that, much of the reason there is a cry for substitutes is because of the complaint from those who have been cleared to serve as substitutes. Some of those complaints, which are valid, are the student-teacher ratio is just too great. The students are disrespectful, and students refuse to listen. The demand is great, and the pay is just too little. I will admit that as a teacher, sometimes when you find a good substitute, you do everything you can not to lose that substitute. And to be honest with you, COVID didn't make it any better. Substitutes are asked to come into a situation that is difficult already and possibly now dangerous. Who would want to be a substitute now? When I think about our text on tonight, my mind runs to the situation that was going on at Calvary thousands of years ago. At the foot of the cross, down at the foot of the cross, are individuals who have beaten. They are currently mocking and rejecting. They are humiliating Jesus. They've crucified him. Some of these are those who have seen Jesus perform miracle after miracle. Some of them have heard him preach. They have seen his work. They have heard him teach. And though they have seen him do all of these miraculous things, these are they who are crying out and screaming, crucify him, crucify him. While I and you and I were not there, these who are at the foot, they represent you and I. This suffering Jesus had done no wrong. But where there is sin, there is a price that has to be paid. The place where Jesus now hangs should have been my place. It should have been me. It should have been you, because sin that was imputed on me and you because of Adam, death should have been our lot. This situation was just too great for just anyone to handle. The situation required someone. This situation at the foot of the cross required someone who could handle the burden that sin brought on. The situation deemed it necessary that the ultimate price had to be paid. But the payment could only be paid by one who could settle it in full. who could step in for me, who was able to take my place, who by his own life be my ransom and the ransom for all mankind. So the suffering, dying Jesus, who only but a few feet from them does something that only he could do. He became the substitute. The burdens of my sins were cast on him. The burdens of your sins were cast on him. And the nails that I should have taken, my substitute was able to take them. Seeing that he is all God and he's all man, all at the same time, with that little energy left in him, he begins to do something else. He begins to do, as our text talks about tonight, he begins to pray. Father, forgive them. Listen at those words as the substitute has the audacity with the last bit of energy that he has in his body. He says, Father, forgive them. They do not know. Father, free them from what they deserve because they just don't know. Father, lay on me what is rightfully theirs. Lay their account on me because, Father, they just don't know. Father, they are blind. Release them from the payment. They just don't know. Free them from the charge. Set them free. I'm able to handle the account, not in a partial payment, but I can handle the payment in full because I am the great substitute. Let me just tell you, it doesn't matter how long you've been saved or what position you hold, your last name or your economic status, where you live, all of us are found in the same playing field. We were all found bound at the foot of the cross. And Paul uttered these words, I believe in Romans 3:23, all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Can I just tell you, we needed a substitute because all of us needed a man named Jesus to take our place. And in the time that I've been saved, and it hadn't been long, I came to know the Lord in June 22nd, 1993, and I learned to call him then because he opened my eyes to the truth. At that time, I learned to call him Savior. And I got to be honest, I've messed it up since 1993 until this time. So I've called him a lot of things. I've called him Master. I've called him Redeemer. I've called him Lord. I've called him Rescuer. I've called him Deliverer. And the list goes on and on. But let me bring it a little bit closer to you. In March of 2020, when the virus started to ransack the world, tens of thousands of people were dying and sick. My wife, myself, and I, and all five of our children got sick with that disease, but the Lord healed our body. So now I got another name for him. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. And while I can call him many other names, when I look at Luke 23 and 34, tonight I got an even better name for him. I call him the Great Substitute because he took my place. And then he had the audacity to pray that the penalty that was due me, that should have been laid on my account, he had the nerve to slide in and be my substitute. And so tonight, Katusha, I'm done tonight, but can I just tell you, he's everything to me, but the greatest name that I can call him tonight is the Great Substitute, because he paid the price that only a great substitute can pay. I pray God's blessings on you tonight, that you are reminded of the great substitute. God bless you, Jesus.
I should have suffered